Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. We are gonna make it. One more day of the heat wave, and then things get a lot more comfortable around here. Let's get the latest with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Kathleen, we're starting out with temperatures around 80 degrees with real feels in the mid-80s, and temperatures are going to go steadily upward through the 80s to a high of 96 in Midtown this afternoon, and real field temperatures as high as 100 to 105. But this is the last day of this kind of heat and humidity. There can be a gusty thunderstorm in places later this afternoon and this evening, but that's the precursor of more active weather that comes through later tomorrow and tomorrow night. It'll bring with it quite a bit of rain and a risk of flooding, but it takes out the heat and eventually the humidity goes away. The good news is the weekend looks to be spectacular with sunshine. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg, the New York Weather Station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And the city has cooling centers open. For info on that, call 311. And of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the information you need on the heat wave. We'll get you through. Prayers and still many more questions than answers in the wake of this week's mass shooting at a Midtown office tower. New Yorkers came out for a vigil last night. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck has that story in this report from Bryant Park.
And the mayor was here, Governor Hochul, Police Commissioner Tisch as well, taking part.
In the Jewish tradition, when someone passes, we say, Zichronam l'Racha, may their memory be a blessing. It's not a comfort, it's a call to make sure that what was good in someone's life doesn't end with their death.
Now from the Changing Lives Christian Center in East New York and Brooklyn, Pastor Paul Mitchell was also here for his words.
For the families of those who have been killed. Lord, we pray for strength in this time.
Now, as this investigation goes on in many levels, the gunman Shane Tomura's three-page handwritten suicide note that was found on his body claiming he suffered from CTE and appeared to target the NFL. We've also been told a second note was found where he lived in Las Vegas, where Tomura apologized to his family for his actions. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at Bryant Park.
Officer Islam's funeral is set for tomorrow at the Parkchester Jama Masjid Mosque in the Bronx. There will be a vigil at his precinct, the 4-7, tomorrow night. His father's in the hospital. He suffered a medical issue after hearing of his son's death and is said to be in stable condition. The shooting has also sparked a new discussion about security. 1010 Winds' Juliet Papa talked to a former police official.
The NYPD regularly meets with corporate entities to discuss security.
I think some of these office buildings are going to go with putting more ballistic glass, perhaps, in the lobby.
That's former NYPD Chief of Department Kenneth Corey, who says while Officer Islam was armed and in uniform, there may be changes to using unarmed security. Corey says there's no federal database to check gun purchases and mental illness.
So there is no place to actually search and see, was somebody ever treated for mental illness? Was the person even at one point admitted to a mental hospital?
He says this investigation could shed new light on that. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the developments on this story. Today's board meeting at the MTA could get a bit hot as TWU Local 100 President John Chiarello plans to demand MTA brass make sure injured workers get workers' compensation payments on time. Chiarello telling 1010 Winds.
Our members deserve to be paid on time because they can't wait for money and their mortgages and their bills can't wait either. So I will press Jan Oliva at the board and let the board know.
And the issue is the contractor. Chiarello says the problem is Sedgwick has been very late on payments. That's the contractor. At a board meeting this week, MTA President Demetrius Krishlo says that company has a long record of handling cases properly, but they understand it's a real problem with workers and they're going to fix it.
That includes holding Sedgwick accountable for what they're supposed to live on. That means giving daily reports to management so that we can track progress on things that are supposed to be done.
Union-wide grievance has been filed. Chiarello says he wants to know why the authority doesn't just handle claims in-house the way they used to. New Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker has a wake-up call for his fellow Democrats. He gave a fiery speech on the Senate floor yesterday, blocking a police funding bill on concerns that the Trump administration is holding back money from blue states. Booker says Democrats need to stop complying with the Trump agenda.
One of the very people here elected to defend the Constitution of the United States saying, oh, well, today, let's look the other way and pass some resources that won't go to Connecticut, that won't go to Illinois, that won't go to New York, that will go to the states he likes.
The argument between Booker and two other Democratic senators pointed up continuing tensions as the party wrangles over how to deal with the Trump administration and the Republican agenda. Starting today, New York kids have access to a lot more playgrounds. Two city council bills go into effect expanding access and hours for school playgrounds and basketball courts. Councilmember Gail Brewer says 1010 wins. It is a big help for kids and families.
If kids are using public spaces, they're playing basketball and they're exercising, and that's a good thing because we want more people to exercise. And they'll do it if it's in the neighborhood, which is very different than having to walk to a park for so many families when you don't have the time to do so.
And it's not just outdoor activities either. The second bill, sponsored by Councilmember Kevin Riley, requires the Department of Ed to post information online on how to access indoor basketball courts in bad weather so folks can use those too, even if it's not a particularly good day outside. Go to the movie, get couples therapy.
I think something's happening to us. The pull, the thirst in your bones. Can't explain it, but we're sick.
Well, that's the promotion for the new body horror film, Together. Producer Neon says couples who upload a pic of their ticket can get a free session from the service, Our Ritual. Movie features real-life spouses Alice and Bria De Franco moving to the countryside to start a new life and, of course, running into all manner of nasties. This is not Neon's first catchy promo for the film either. They bought it at Sundance and piggybacked on that infamous Kiss Cam video last couple of weeks by suggesting Together is the perfect date movie. Only question is, who needs couples therapy?
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.